60 seconds, 3 contestants, 1 prize. And the clock.
And the clock.
It's ticking.
It's ticking.
Don't know. Guess.
Fast.
Fast.
It's time to play Mooney's Monday Quiz.
Yes, Monday at 4:20. It's time for Mooney's Monday Quiz. And Katrina is here to tell us about the prize and introduce us to today's players. Katrina.
The prize, Derek, first of all, is a 2-night weekend break for 2 people sharing one room in your choice of 4 Flynn hotels. So you can choose from the New Park Hotel in Kilkenny, the Imperial Hotel in Cork, the Park Hotel in Dungarvan, or the Old Ground Hotel in Ennis. And your prize includes breakfast on both mornings and dinner on an evening of your choice. And it's to celebrate the fact that Flynn Hotels have a limited sale on at the moment, with offers from €69 for B&B for 2 people. And runners up today are going to get a copy of Freshwater Birds of Ireland by Jim Wilson and Mark Carmody, and everyone who takes part in the quiz is going to get a special Pride Mooney watch.
Very nice. Who is player number one?
Player one is Shay Mulhall, and he is in a thigh. I think he's almost in a thigh in County Kildare.
Almost? What's going on, Shay?
Hi, Derek. I'm driving my girl Kate home from school, and I pulled in here at the side of the road.
Is your daughter, is it?
Yeah.
How old is she?
14.
Oh, good. Will she be able to help you with some of the questions, maybe?
I hope so.
Hopefully. And are you working? Were you at work today? Are you off, or what's
no,
the situation?
No, I'm off today. I'm doing a, you know, the school run type of thing today, so...
And what do you do, can I ask?
Oh, I work in a barbershop in Finglas in Dublin.
What's it called?
The Class Barbershop.
The Class. And do you work for someone? Is it your own premises, or what's the story?
Partially, yeah. We still have a fellow called, chap called John, run it together, and it's there 45 years. So.
And how is business at the moment?
January would be quiet, but Christmas is good, so that's the story.
How much is it for a shave in there, or for a haircut?
About €12 for a haircut.
€12 for a haircut? Not the cheapest, not the most expensive haircut in Ireland, I have to say, for a man. And do you do wet shaves?
Oh, we do, yeah.
So it's the traditional barber shop then, in that case, yeah?
Oh, it's 100 years in my family.
Oh, it's your own family, is it? Okay, very good.
Well, the family would be barbers, uncles and everything, you know. Well, father's uncles were, and his father was.
And do you shave people yourself?
Oh, we do, yeah. We do.
Do you remember the first time you gave somebody a shave? Because I remember the first time I got a shave from a guy who was doing it for the first time, and it wasn't very pleasant.
Oh, all right. Well, no, I would have done 4 years of an apprenticeship. So, for about 2 years, you weren't out near anybody. You watched and you built up your skills bit by bit. You know, so.
Have to do it at one stage. Did you practice on a balloon?
No, that's a myth, I'd say.
Oh, is it?
I think it is anyway, you know. So.
Oh, I always thought that if you had a cutthroat, you pulled it across, you put some shaving foam on the balloon, and then you pulled it across, and if you didn't burst the balloon, then you were okay. No?
Well, I actually initially started to practice on myself.
Yeah.
So if anything was going to go wrong, it was on me.
Now, it's easy to practice on yourself. You're not going to flinch. But how can you be sure the guy in the chair is not going to flinch? That's the problem.
No.
Anyway, you've got away with a few close shaves, let's say. I'll leave it at that. Hey, so your daughter's name is Kay, is that Kate?
Kate, yeah.
Kate, and she's probably going to help you out. Have you more children, just the one? Or?
Yeah, there's 2 more girls, Emily and Aoife.
Hello to Emily and Aoife and to Kate as well. And what's your wife's name?
Trish.
And hello to Trish too. Okay, you've 60 seconds on the clock. If you don't know the answer, simply say pass. Are you ready?
I'll try, yeah.
Starting from now, the European premiere of Lincoln was in Dublin last night. Who plays the lead role in the movie?
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Ophthalmologists specialise in treating what part of the body?
The eye.
This is an audio question. What song is Liam Clancy singing?
From the Murray's Green Basin.
Hyacinth in the British sitcom Keeping Up Appearances spelled her name B-U-C-K-E-T, but how do you pronounce it?
Bouquet.
Red Admirals, Fertilleries and Tortoise Shells are all types of what?
Butterflies.
Clint Eastwood starred in a 2008 movie called Gran?
Torino.
Can you name this Irish girl group?
Bewitched.
Which voice is higher, a tenor or a baritone?
Baritone.
Which country do ABBA come from?
Sweden.
Cox, Braeburn and Gala are all kinds of what fruit?
Apples.
Which Disney film features the character Cruella de Vil?
101 Dalmatians.
All right, you did okay there. Katrina will top them up and we'll be back to you very shortly. So well done to you. That was player number one, Shay Mulhall, and he's living in Athy in County Kildare, and he's on his way home from the school run with his daughter Kate. Okay, who's player number two?
Player two, Derek, is Carol De Silva, and she is in Claranbridge in County Galway.
Well, hello, Carol De Silva.
Hi, Derek.
How do you spell De Silva?
D'Silva.
That's not a very Irish name.
West of Ireland, yeah. At this stage.
De Silva's a West of Ireland name. Well, come on.
No, originally Portuguese.
Portuguese.
And then they invaded Sri Lanka, and that's where my husband was born.
Ah, so his name is De Silva.
Mm.
Ah, okay. All right, so have you got anybody there with you at the moment? Are you on your own?
Or? I'm in one room and he's in the other listening to the radio.
Oh, I see. And are you working? Are you off work?
No, retired.
Retired? You sound far too young to be retired. You must have taken early retirement.
Very slightly early.
What did you do?
Nursing.
Nursing. Mm-hmm. That's a caring profession. And have you any children yourself?
Yeah, two. A boy and a girl.
What are their names?
Grown up and gone. Liam and Alex.
Liam and Alex. All right. Are you ready?
I am.
60 seconds on the clock for you. And your time starts now. Podiatrists specialise in treating which part of the body?
The feet.
In the British sitcom How Did Men, Martin Clunes and Neil Morrissey behave?
Badly.
What song is Liam Clancy singing?
We'd live the life we choose, we'd fight and never lose.
Those were the days.
What type of bird may be ringneck, turtle or collared?
A dove.
In the transvestite comedy, who was Queen of the Desert?
Oh, Phyllis? No.
What animal needs taming in the title of a Shakespeare play?
Shrew.
Can you name this Irish group?
No, I'll say no, Pat.
What does the I stand for in the abbreviation IT?
IT. Oh, information.
What is the chemical symbol for lead? Or for lead, sorry. My apologies.
No, I don't know.
Which girl from the world of literature has a taste for porridge and trouble in a bear's den?
Sorry, could you...
Which girl from literature has a taste for porridge and trouble in a bear's den?
In a bear's... Little... Goldilocks.
You're
trying to throw me there.
All right, okay. I misled you on the previous one, but we gave you time on the last one to make up for it. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
And player number three, Katrina.
Player number three is Don Duggan, and he is from Ballyhoo in Waterford.
Hello, Don. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you, Derek?
Very nice to talk to you. We're going to get straight into it because of the clock. Are you ready?
Okay.
Here we go, buddy. Starting now, cardiologists specialise in treating which part of the body? In which British sitcom did Joanna Lumley play Champagne Swilling Patsy?
Absolutely fabulous.
What song is Liam Clancy singing?
Let me take you by the hand and lead you through this...
How many years are there in 4.5 decades?
45.
Which famous brothers included Wayne, Donnie and Little Jimmy?
Osmond.
Fenders, Gibsons and Ovation. Okay. Can you name this Irish singer?
Yeah.
Where does Homer Simpson work?
In Springfield's nuclear plant.
Which country is famous for moussaka?
Spain.
In which month is Father's Day in Ireland?
July.
Peter Sellers played Inspector who?
Clouseau.
Where would you find your incisors?
In your teeth.
Which island was originally named Van Diemen's Land?
Pass.
Prince Philip was originally a subject of which European country? Where's Prince Philip from?
Prince Philip, Monaco,
okay. We'll be back to you in just a moment. Katrina, have we got a winner?
We do indeed. Player 3, Don Duggan from Ballyhoo in Waterford, ended up with a score of 9 out of 14. Carol De Silva in Claranbridge, a score of 6 out of 10. They get a copy of Freshwater Birds of Ireland by Jim Wilson. But Shay Mulhall is off to his choice of any Flynn hotel that he wants with a score of 10 out of 11. Right and wrong answers will go up on the Mooney website.
And Katrina has slapped my hand. We will have plenty of time next week, I do promise.